Greetings, glorious beings. I'm Paulette, your host of Thriving in Chaos, the podcast. I'm thrilled to introduce you to sparkling examples of inspiring, powerful, wise, and trailblazing women. I've curated experts in their fields to help us all listen, learn, and grow towards all the possibilities of living your best life. As a certified divorce coach, I regularly witness a range of deep emotions. What those emotions have taught me is all we really need to support our sisters is to share our knowledge and loving kindness. Please subscribe, and thank you for sharing the love by tuning in. Now, let's thrive in the chaos. Welcome to today's show. It is hard to believe that it's already September. My summer flew by, and I early spring in March, had the honor of attending the National Association of Divorce Professionals' first conference. And when I attended, my initial, reason for going was really just to learn and immerse myself in the professional realm of transitioning my life from being a yoga teacher trainer, a life coach in the Four Desires process of my teacher, Rod Stryker, to really specializing in helping women transform their lives before, during, and after divorce. So I met this amazing woman who you are blessed to have with me today by the name of Vicki Townsend. She is the CEO and co-founder of the National Association of Divorce Professionals. And her website is really evolving too, as far as really being one to collaborate with all different types of professionals. So welcome to the show, Vicki.
Oh, thank you, Paulette, so much for having me today. It is such an honor to be with you and your listeners today. Because I know that the work that you do is so impactful, so powerful, and you're doing such great things in the world and you're putting that out there. So I'm just excited to be here today. So thank you.
My honor. Well, you know, the one thing, Vicki, that I found refreshing in this field is I had a horrible experience with divorce. Like, it literally shattered my world. I didn't go into marriage thinking it would end. I didn't go into marriage thinking it was going to be, you know, a Disney movie. I don't think any of us go into it blindly thinking it's going to be perfect. And I don't blame my ex or anyone. You know, it's just life happening. And the marriage didn't work for so many reasons on both of our ends. But it was traumatic for me and him and our kids. So, you know, looking back on it now, it's been about 11 years. I was fortunate enough to have a pretty good lawyer, and I felt like I had a pretty good support system. But when I attended the conference, man, did you open my eyes to the world of the professionals that are out there to completely change the experience and the stigma and the outcome and the trauma that's associated with so many divorce cases.
It is so true, Paulette. You know, our tagline is because it takes a village, and that may sound old school, but it really is the truth. It really takes a village to get a couple through this experience. I mean, if you think about it, and that was part of, you know, our challenge is that it, because the village is so big and depending upon the issues in your family, it can be, you know, a small city. But I mean, from everything from the realtors that touch on the process and the mortgage, you know, the mortgages that have to change and the documents, your wills and all of those things, not to mention that you've got issues with your children, you've got issues with yourself, your own self-worth is now being, you're questioning that. You know, what did I do wrong? All of those things come into play. And then, of course, there's the big piece that's the money piece. And there's so many bad decisions that are going on out there that makes it next to impossible for you to set yourself up for success when you do this alone. And, you know, the system is very labyrinthine, almost with intention, that you can barely get through it on your own. I probably, even though I've been on the inside of this now, I would still struggle with doing this by myself if I had to do it again, which I hope I never do it again. But, you know, it's a system that when you're in such a state of crisis and confusion and cortisol, that stress hormone that we release when we're under extreme stress, coats your brain and makes it so that you can't even make good decisions. So put yourself into the, you know, you're under that extreme stress. Oh yes. And guess what else has to happen? You have to figure out what you're going to do to survive, where you're going to live, how you're going to live, and what kind of future you have for yourself, monetarily speaking, so that you can make good decisions, which is a challenge because you're under stress. So having people that understand all of the moving pieces in this puzzle was critical, which is why my partner Liz and I started the NADP, gosh, going on 5 years ago. We came up with the concept and we've said we're going to change the way the professionals are involved in this process, because even they don't know. They know their own lane, right? They know what it takes to sell your home. But oftentimes they don't understand the impact of the decisions that are made under stress,
right,
will impact their future in other areas. It's crazy. It's really, really crazy. And, you know, that's why our goal is to make it so that they have supportive partners around them that help them make decisions, because now they understand the whole picture.
Yeah. You make such a good point about the stress hormone affecting the decision-making process.
Oh, and gosh.
When you are working with, I mean, if you were to open the yellow pages, don't laugh, but you know, and if, yep. You know, online,
I know what those are.
You can get your list of professionals or however you search for them, but let's go back in the days when, you know, somebody actually took out the yellow pages and looked up attorneys at law, or looked at mental health professionals or real estate professionals or mortgage brokers, or, you know, even the school counselors for your kids and coaches, just to gather all that information. The overwhelm, the organization, and the really determining who you need, who's an integral part of the decision-making process, it's overwhelming. I have a few clients now that just have, they come to me with, you know, envelopes and boxes and cases of disheveled papers. And there's the amount of overwhelm there is crazy. And the hormones and the stress that your body immediately goes into sympathetic, parasympathetic shuts down. And the flood of hormones, the cortisol and all of those things. It's so overwhelming that it's amazing anybody gets through it without losing their mind and their shirt.
You know what? And Paulette, people don't understand really that there is a physiological thing that's happening to their bodies that makes them crazy. Oh, you're right. I mean, everybody will tell you,
of course,
that,
yeah,
you know, that, you know, criminal law is bad people on their very best behavior. And in the family courtroom, it's very good people on their very worst behavior. And that is, a lot of that comes from these stress hormones. And our body, if you think about this, Paulette, and this is what I love about what you do, because you deal with, you know, a holistic, you come at this from a holistic perspective with your background in yoga, and is understanding that we are not supposed to be under that constant flood of those stress hormones, cortisol. You know, cortisol is that fight or flight hormone. When you're supposed to, you know, you see a bear or a lion or a tiger or whatever, that cortisol kicks in and shuts down parts of your body that you don't need at that moment. Like, you don't need to know about your budget or what you're, you know, what's, you know, what you're cooking for dinner, or that you have to pick up your kids from school at 3 o'clock. That hormone allows this one part of your brain to work and blood to flow to the areas of your body that you need to get up and moving. So what ends up happening is that the blood flow to all of those other areas where you need to, quote unquote, run your life, aren't functioning properly. Mm-hmm. And right. And so, you know, who's supposed to make great decisions when you're under that kind of set of circumstances, physiologically speaking? So you're not crazy. You're just flooded with a stress hormone. And we are not supposed to be under that kind of stress for years at a time in some cases. And so our bodies, we have to take care of our bodies. We have to take care of our minds, and we have to take care of our spirit to allow these chemical hormones that are impacting your lives in very negative ways to dissolve and move away so that good things can happen and right. good decisions can happen.
Well, and Vicki, the difficult part about the divorce process is, no matter where you are in it, either at the very, very beginning, and statistics say from my research that the person that files has been contemplating it for at least 2 years before the conversation has.
Yeah.
So that person is living under constant chronic stress just because they're having the feeling of the marriage isn't working for whatever reasons. And then the person that's thrown the boomerang, like, oh, this is, we need to have a conversation. We need to have a talk. All of a sudden, both parties go into this kind of codependency stew of defense mechanisms and rationalizations and denial. And then it pulls up all the triggers of, blind spots and habits people have, and all of the kind of trauma that the marriage has been living under. Even in the best of divorce or the best of circumstances, there's some chronic conflict and behavioral. And I love the fact that you said that it's, you know, basically good people, and no one's perfect, we all make mistakes, but acting on their worst behavior. And when you combine bad behavior with money and conflict, you're going to make bad decisions.
100%.
Yeah, it's so promising to me that people like yourself and Liz and hundreds of people like myself that really do specialize in working in a holistic viewpoint, because the mindset isn't just money or isn't just the real estate or isn't just the will, and it isn't just the kids and a parenting plan, although that's a very big part of it. It's, you know, where am I going to be 10 years from now? And how do I want to look back at this experience? I want to look back at it with dignity and pride, not embarrassment and humiliation and regret.
Right. Right. And you know, there are standards, you know, that these are just lessons that set you up for the man or the woman that you will become.
Yeah.
And so you can learn it. You can use this as a journey, and some, you know, the lessons that you will learn from it. And if you don't learn from it, you're absolutely gonna make those same mistakes again, right?
Exactly, right. I mean, I don't know what the percentage is, you know, of how many people decide to get remarried. And I've been remarried 2 years now, and it has changed my life. The lessons I've learned are profound and enormous, and I really don't recognize the person I am now from the person I was 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 10 years ago. I know.
Right. Oh, and thank God, right? Thank God.
It's an evolution.
Yep. And growth and, you know, learning and all of those things that can, you know, come along with it. And, make all the difference in the world as to, you know, how of your future. So you can live in it and wallow in that misery, or you can look at it and say, this is an experience that I was supposed to go through so I can have my best life in the future.
Absolutely. Well, so tell me a little bit now that we've kind of built this foundation of how we met and the organization and why I get a little bit overly enthusiastic about it. And I know you do too. But right. Like, how do you go about vetting or finding these professionals that you are proud to call members? And then right. you form them in chapters. And then really exciting is putting together this second annual conference coming up in May. So
yes,
how do absolutely. You exactly, yeah, like the whole thing to me just blew my head away. But how do you organize such a feat? How did you do it?
Well, who our members are all of the villagers. Remember we were talking about, you know, the village that it takes. So we have, you know, it's divorce is, you know, so big in terms of the professionals that are involved. And, you know, in the legal side, it's not just family law. There's will and estate planning, because God knows you want to make sure that, you know, your ex or your ex-mother-in-law is not responsible for deciding your fate if that the plug should be pulled or not, right? But there is bankruptcy lawyers involved, there are tax lawyers involved, there are criminal lawyers involved, you know, because there's just, again, good people on bad behavior. There are just a myriad of issues. If you had businesses like we did, you have to either extricate each other from the documentation, or you have to get a forensic accountant involved to figure out what the business is worth. There's so much that has to be done. And so we are dedicated to bring all of those villagers together from every part of the legal spectrum to the people that touch your money, from accountants and financial planners and advisors to daily money managers and bankers. We have all of the mental health counselors and coaches and divorce coaches like yourself, and the people that touch those mutually held assets, mostly like real estate and mortgage, but people that also, you know, appraise and buy jewelry and art and car collections and boat collections and, you know, bubblegum card collections, you name it. There's everything out there. There are collections that people have that are valuable and have to be assessed for their value, and then deciding who gets what. Right. And those are really important decisions. So we bring them all together in this chapter model so that they can learn from each other. They learn each and every month something about the divorce process, where it intersects with, let's say, oh gosh, insurance or will and estate planning or financing, and the difference between understanding the difference between the equity in a home where someone lives versus the investment income producing properties that they have. There's a big difference there. One makes you money and one costs you money. Mm-hmm. So those things have to be looked at by professionals that understand divorce. It is a complicated, labyrinthine system, and having a professional that understands it all is super valuable. So that's what we wanted to create. And they learn that each and every month at their chapters. They have resources for their clients at their chapters. And we vet them and we make sure that they have had a clean record, that there's no pending disciplinary action against their license, that their license is even in good standing. Mm-hmm. So we look at all of those things before they are welcome to join the NADP. And then they join and they learn. Learn. And that's, thank you for mentioning our conference, because we do have a conference next year in 2020 in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Park Hotel, the Park MGM Hotel, where we are going to be helping them more with more information around the divorce process. from every angle, but also we, you know, we want them, if they vibe with our messaging, if they believe that this can be done better, and that there is a kinder and gentler landing for families to experience, those are the types of people that we want to help them promote, build their brand, build their business in this industry, because divorce doesn't have a lousy reputation for no reason. There are people that have made it very, very, very bad for families. And, you know, when that happens, you know, that we want to make sure that it's not because they are not committed or that they are uneducated. So if we can just prevent bad mistakes from being made, or the wrong information to get out there, then I think that we are making a big impact. We're already seeing super, super big impact out there. So it's working, and we're making a difference. So that village mentality where there are, you know, there are people that are better in their, you know, in their lane, but they know who to call in for other issues, is working really, really well. And we're impacting families with their financial outcomes as well as their emotional outcomes. So it's a good thing. We're doing good thing. I feel honored to be in this work.
I love that you're doing the work, and I can see the shift already in just the short amount of time that I've been in this field. But what I find really fascinating too, and I'm not sure how you feel about it, is it, you know, a lot of different industries see their other people in the field as competition instead of collaborating. And you can't get divorced on your own. Yeah, I mean, I know you can do a DIY, but you're still going to need some support, you know, to be able to do something. But what I love is that, you know, I'm always asked about finding professionals that are truly vetted and know what they're doing. So I at least know that I can find the right attorney, or at least several suggestions, because I would never choose an attorney for somebody in their area or their field, or like you said, wills or family law or criminal or whatever the situation is. But also, I've never known a place where I could use a network to find vetted professionals in an area that are not seen as competition, but seen as a group who are really a network of professionals that are dedicated to connecting and supporting people in all areas of the divorce process, instead of, oh, you don't need that, I can do that for you.
Or, right.
Oh, no, that's, what would you need that for? Or, you know, there's, I really found it refreshing and just eye-opening at the willingness to see somebody who is a real estate professional attend a workshop on mental health, and mental health professionals attending a workshop on, you know, legal matters and vice versa. And mm-hmm. particularly the current, the percentages and the numbers are escalating about social media becoming a huge influence in the outcome of divorce cases. I think it was something like 80% of divorce cases, you know, there's some evidence of something that shows up of bad behavior, and where do they find it? Online. And I mean, it's a changing, evolving process. The labyrinth is not getting smaller and more bulleted. It's
right.
getting very, you know, convoluted in some ways and overly complicated because of the ability to sit down at your computer and Google and, you know, YouTube or search engine, anything now. And you can't always believe what you read online.
Oh, gosh. Well, that's why, you know, in this industry, having a professional that understands the system.
Yeah.
So that you can avoid gosh, you know, the worst thing that can you that ever happens that comes out of somebody that's getting divorced, divorce's mouth is, but my friend got blah 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 in her divorce or his divorce,
right?
And that is what you think is going to happen with yours, and or God knows there is so much information that's on the internet about angry people. Or, you know, people that didn't get what they thought they deserved. And so they write stuff about it that is inaccurate at the very least, and downright harmful in other areas. So it's super important to have professionals that can sit there and, you know, if it's a realtor, as an example, can sit there and go, you know what? I don't have the answers to this, but this is what I learned. And I have somebody to connect you with that can help you solve that problem because they're an expert in it. And if they understand, you know, some of these issues that are coming at these families, like, you know, a fastball at a baseball game, they can help them at least hit the ball every once in a while so that they can knock it out of the park and be successful. And that's really what we've been able to do. We've been able to connect professionals with their clients, and then they stand out as an excellent professional in the divorce industry because they have the resources at their fingertips to help them go through it. They don't help them. The realtor doesn't necessarily help them. They just guide them to the professionals that can.
Right. So let's say somebody's listening to you and I, and they are either going through a divorce themselves or contemplating, or they've literally been wallowing in fear and they're stuck and they really feel like they can't move on and they need to find somebody to help them. Or they're a real estate agent or an attorney that works in maybe not family law, but any realm of the legal process to be able to support people getting divorced. Or they're a mental health professional or anything in parenting. And they really feel called or curious about becoming a member. How do they do that?
Well, they can go, first of all, they can go onto our website, which is www.thenadp.com. Make sure you have the word the in there, T-H-E in there, or else you end up talking to a bunch of dental professionals. But they can go on our website. There is an application that they can provide. We've also got, if we don't have a chapter in your area, our online resources and our online membership is so great. They can take part in monthly webinars on topics around the divorce industry. They can meet with, we have business coaches and coaching calls. We have marketing and branding experts that will help them. And our online community is very robust, asking for, you know, asking questions, solving problems. You can get answers from the community. And it's just, it's a super, super special site. So when you go online, you do have to fill out an application, and we do vet you. We do go through, a gauntlet, so to say, of things that where we go online and we check you out and we see what the consumer sees. So we want to know, you know, what your social media sites say. And we want to know that you practice in the area that you tell us that you practice in and that you have experience in. We really go through it. We want to look at all your rating sites and see what the consumer experience is, see what the professional experience is, so that we can make, you know, a good decision as to whether you're a good fit for the NADP. Because we don't want the people in the NADP that have made this process worse for families. The mm-hmm. ones that we want in our organization are the ones that are dedicated to helping that family, locking arms with them and climbing that mountain with them and getting them to the other side. In, you know, it's never going to be a perfect outcome. I mean, it's a lousy process on its best day, but it can be better, and families can experience less stress, less financial devastation and emotional pain when they are surrounded by professionals that are there to care about them and walk them through this process so that they can get to the other side.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly why you and I are doing what we're doing. So
that's exactly right. Exactly.
And I'm excited about your roots. So, you know, I've moved to Georgia.
Yes.
You're a little peach yourself.
Yeah, actually, my mommy and daddy were both born in Atlanta.
And amazing. So,
yeah, I grew up, my summers were spent in Atlanta. And I've even thought about moving back from time to time. I have some very good friends there that I would consider moving for. So it's a really great. So congratulations on going there.
We love it. It's so beautiful, and we've settled in this great little agri-hood called Serenby. And I know we chatted about maybe creating a really special women's empowerment transformation event here at Serenby. So more to come, but. If somebody wants to go to a conference in May and they're not a member, but they're a professional or curious, like myself was last year, can they attend?
They absolutely can attend. We are going to be putting up our website, hopefully within the next few weeks. With pricing, it does save you a chunk of money to be an NADP member. So if that is an incentive to get some of your listeners to get involved, we would love to have them go ahead and apply to be a member. So yes, we would love, as a matter of fact, we know that our members know, you know, a lot of stuff already. We really want to get the word out to not only and to help our members really, you know, take a deeper dive into the divorce process, but we want to bring other professionals from outside of our community in to see what they're capable of understanding and knowing and what they're missing by just being somebody that is a financial advisor that doesn't understand the mental and emotional decisions that have to be made, or understand what attorneys they need to maybe recommend for their clients as they go through this process. So we really, we love to expose other professionals that don't know about the NADP to exactly what it is that we do. So we would love to have, non-members there as well, so that we can help spread the word that there is a better way to do divorce.
You're right. It is a holistic process, right? We don't.
Yes.
It's not just our bank account that divorces. It's not just our house.
Oh gosh, no.
It's not gosh, just, no. You know, the real estate and whatever. Even if you are, I have a client that's 37. They've been married 6 years, no kids, not a lot of assets. So there's not a lot of, you know, drama as far as stuff, but the holistic approach, even still with somebody so young, with not a lot of assets, it's devastating to see somebody have to walk through the emotional roller coaster of making the decision and not having any regret and guilt and remorse, and be able to carry themselves with the dignity they need so that the whole person is going through the process and you can look back at it okay and as unscathed as possible.
Yes, 100%. And there, like I said, you know, and could I give you a couple of examples on how this process has made it better for families?
Yes.
We had, this was just at one of our NADP meetings, just within the last couple of weeks, we were talking about this story that, this family, you know, that they were, it was decided that the wife was going to be able, she was going to be awarded spousal support, but the deal was made that she got to live in the family marital home rent free, but she did not receive spousal support until she moved out. So she thought, okay, well, that sounds good. And the ex-husband says, okay, I'm fine with that. Both attorneys go, well, this sounds great. And the judge says, yes, that sounds like a perfect solution. Except it's set her up for failure. Had they understood that she, when by taking that as her settlement, She was actually unable to move out of the house because spousal support is a form of income. And she did not have proof of income, so she could not qualify for a mortgage. Mm-hmm. And she could not even move into an apartment complex that needed to see proof of income by the way of cashed checks. So, and deposits into her bank account. She could not prove any of that. So therefore, she was stuck. And had she had those professionals consulted with a realtor, or particularly in this case, a mortgage broker, they would have said to her, we cannot find housing for her because she's not proving her income level. So while it all sounded fine and great, it worked against her. Mm-hmm. So she was actually struggling to move out, and she actually is still in the house because she doesn't know what to do. So it's little decisions like that, that, and here, and I'll give you another one.
And this Vicky, one other thing about that, it also, if I'm correct, gave her no ability or no way of building credit in her name.
Exactly. I mean, she had no income. So she had been set up for failure from the start. It sounded like it was a great idea.
Right.
But nobody, so in that particular instance, nobody understood all of the moving parts.
Yeah.
And that's why this is so important. I'll give you one other one. We had a woman who, she had married a man who happened to have owned his home free and clear when they married. They were married for 17 years. And as a part of the divorce settlement, she got the house, which was great. And they quit claim deeded it to her. But the only problem was, is that nobody had consulted with her to let her know that she needed homeowner's insurance. So a few months later, she comes home to a home that had been burned to the ground. Ugh. And the homeowner's insurance policy had been in his name, and the home was no longer in his name. And so everything that she walked away with that divorce went up in smoke, and she was unable to file a claim. Mm. So, you know, this was one of those things where a family law attorney would have said, well, you're going to need to adjust. We need to bring in somebody to talk to you about your property and casualty insurance, because all of the, you know, the your home, your car, life, you know, all of that changes.
Yeah.
And nobody consulted with her to let her know that. And every bit of her equity went up in smoke, and she was not only homeless, but there was no opportunity for her to take that equity to go to someplace else.
I'm sure you have hundreds of stories like that of people who didn't quite get the tribe, the village, through the labyrinth correctly, and something fell through the cracks, and of really no fault of anyone's, but it does take so many people with checks and balances to make sure that no, you know, I's don't get dotted and T's, you know, get crossed.
Yeah, exactly.
It's there's so much room for error and oversight and mistakes. And when you've got, you know, bad decisions and a lot of turmoil, it's a recipe for disaster.
Yep. Yes, it is. Absolutely. And yeah. sadly, you know, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
And that goes for the professionals too.
That's so true. I've learned so much through my personal experience and my professional experience. I'm really excited to see you again in May in Vegas. I haven't been
I
want to say 12 years. So maybe longer. I've lost track. I can't remember the last time I've been, but from what you said, it's going to be quite the venue, with it being the old Monte Carlo and the new park MGM. So great call, girl.
Thank you. You know what? They have done $600 $1 million worth of renovations to this hotel. That's amazing. And it's very cool. All of the rooms, you feel like you're in a New York studio apartment. Oh. Very, very hip and very cool. So we really, really like our location, you know, right in the center of the strip. And Lady Gaga will be there that weekend. So we're really excited about that too.
So even if you aren't a divorce professional and you just want to go, you should go.
Yes. 100% for sure.
Well, I'm going to give you a big Georgia hug and some sunshine, and thank you for your time and your expertise and your passion and your enthusiasm, because when I made the plunge and decided to shift my coaching to really narrow in on being able to support other men and women throughout this process, I was honored to have stumbled upon you, and I found you through the training that I did. So it's exciting, and you are, and Liz are, a real breath of fresh air that is so needed in the world of the changing the whole experience and the outcome of the divorce process.
Yes.
So I can't thank you enough.
Thank you for having me today. Thank you to share with your listeners how divorce can be done better. And what we're doing to impact that change.
My honor. Well, we will talk again, and stay tuned, everyone. And see you next time. Keep thriving.
Bye for now.
Keep thriving in the chaos.